This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. AFP is reporting that the Taliban said Sunday they had captured the key Afghan city of Kunduz. Kunduz is the third provincial capital to fall in the past 3 days, but the most significant Taliban gain since the insurgents launched an offensive in May. The offensive came as foreign forces began the final stages of their withdrawal from the country. That withdrawal is scheduled to be complete by the end of August. A Kunduz resident named Abdul Aziz told AFP that the Taliban have reached the main square of Kunduz. He said aircraft are bombing them. Another resident described the situation as chaos. A lawmaker from the city also told AFP the insurgents were in the city center. He said street-to-street fighting is ongoing. Of the three provincial capitals that have fallen since Friday, Kunduz is by far the most significant. It has been a perennial target for the Taliban, who briefly overran the city in 2015 and again in 2016, but never managed to hold it for long. Sue Bird capped off her unblemished 17-year Olympics run with a record fifth gold medal for women's basketball. She and longtime U.S. teammate Diana Taurasi stand alone with five gold medals. They are the first basketball players ever to accomplish that feat after a 90-75 win over Japan on Sunday at the Tokyo Games. The United States has now won the last seven gold medals for women's basketball, matching the country's men's program for the most ever in a row. And you can keep up with all of our Olympics coverage and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app. This is VOA News. Fueled by strong winds and bone-dry vegetation, California's Dixie Fire has grown to become the largest single wildfire in state history. People in the scenic forest lands of Northern California face a weekend of fear as the blaze threatens to reduce thousands of homes to ashes. But cooler overnight temperatures and higher humidity slowed the spread of the fire. Temperatures dropped 90 degrees Fahrenheit instead of the triple-digit highs recorded earlier in the week. Smoke from the fires blanketed Northern California and Western Nevada. That caused air quality to deteriorate to very unhealthy and, at times, hazardous levels. Deadly fighting erupted Saturday between rival factions and the political party of South Sudan Vice President Riek Machar. The clashes erupted after Machar's rivals declared Wednesday that they had deposed him as the head of the party because he failed to represent their interests. Armed forces led by a rival general in the party launched an attack on Machar's military forces. Machar's spokesman told reporters that Machar's forces fought back, killing two major generals and more than 27 of the opposition fighters. He said Machar's forces lost three men. The fighting could not be independently verified, and there was no immediate response from the opposing forces. The fighting could put pressure on the fragile 2018 power-sharing deal between Machar and his old foe, President Salva Kiir. Machar's allies on Friday dismissed his ouster as a failed coup, insisting he was still in full control of the party. North Korean state media say leader Kim Jong-un has mobilized the military to carry out relief work in areas recently hit by heavy rains amid concerns over an economic crisis and food shortage. An early monsoon season arrived on the Korean peninsula last month. It complicated pandemic-affected everyday life with torrential rains. The weather also inflicted damage in some southern regions. North Korean state TV released footage this week showing submerged houses and destroyed bridges and railroads, saying some 1,170 homes were devastated and 5,000 people evacuated from the affected area. And the U.S. averaged more than 107,000 new COVID-19 cases a day for the first week of August, according to Johns Hopkins University. On Saturday, in June, the U.S. reported just more than 10,000 new cases, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Hello. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington. It's great to be back with you again this weekend. I've got a great show for you. The playlist features a super hot mix of current, classic, and vintage tunes that you're just gonna love. And we open and close the hour with awesome South African amapiano. Also, I have a wonderful report from Tamale, Northern Ghana, by Samed Gaida, and it is about the Playing for Change Festival that just took place there. We'll hear from participants at the festival, as well as from its organizer, talking drum artist, and founder of Bizoum School of Music and Dance, Alidou Mohamed. I've also got an amazing vintage tune for you from Guinea. It is by the Horoya National Dance Band. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We're starting off nice and chill with Shasha, the Zimbabwean queen of amapiano. Woza is an invitation song. It invites you to come here, let your hair down, and enjoy yourself.
Sabe la ni
All right. Hello, everybody. That was Shasha with Woza. I'm Heather Maxwell, and you are at the top of Music Time in Africa. Here is another invitation to enjoy by Techno from Nigeria.
If you want no person, you no go first person. I'm not the sick. You won't give me medicine. I get money, oh. You won't help me spend my money. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. I love you, oh yeah. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. Just believe that I'm a winner.
I said just believe.
I will never do it like you do it. Just believe I'm a doer.
That was Techno with Enjoy. Are you having a good time? Hey, everybody, this is Heather, and now to Uganda. Here's Sheba with Selected Jeff, Boy Fire.
Give me fire.
Hey, everyone. That was Boy Fire by Sheba and Selecta Jeff from Uganda. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. And now we're going to go to some live band sound for the next couple tunes, followed by today's special report on the Playing for Change Festival in Tamale, Ghana. So this is Otnel Mangoma Moyo and his band Music According to Percussion with a song called Njere, or Wisdom. It comes off of his 2018 album, MAP, Music According to Percussion, Volume 2.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that song by Othniel Mango Mamoyo from Zimbabwe. Now, this next live band tune brings us a beautiful lilting groove. It's in 3/4, actually, which is pretty rare in most music, other than waltzes. And it's called Hader de Trufsi by guitarist, composer Mongezi Ntaka, featuring Algerian vocalist Kamel Zenia.
حلفا غسمي ثن بغام نايفا بشفق يقعد تنفلا بدل تفلا غلي حلا قسي سهل واللوي حاضر ذي دروسي نطفل كورج تمرا لمرسيزك نمقارب سبع ذوي تكنافوس سادق موكاذا هذي يروي لحساب هذي السيكال وريكال ولثي غمر ثاعت الضيعوس أصار يفضي يبكو تالوف ثغلب كثيا سبري دوار تغلي حرم سكن دل عمرس زكاتي في ظلم لقميك نقضى على حس لكي ثعوين بثغ ماول أنا ذي وعدة وذي سفير قاسي سهل واللون حاضر ذي دروسي تلفت غلب بثية تروى حذرة نتسوق قاسي سهل واللون حاضر ذي دروسي عزار يدركو تمسل تتغلب بثية تروى حذرة سبري دوار دغلي
Beautiful. That was Hader de Trussi by Mongezi Ntaka and featuring Algerian vocalist Kamel Zenia. The song comes off Ntaka's 2020 album, Ngoma Zetu, Seven Chapters of Mystery. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. And now it's time to find out what is happening in the world of music festivals in northern Ghana. Samet Gaida reports.
Thank you, Heather. Mohamed Alidu is a talking drum artist and the founder of Bizong School of Music and Dance in Tamale. He is also the brain behind Playing for Change Day Festival, a festival that is organized annually to exhibit talents from the school and across Ghana. This year's festival was held over the weekend at the Tamale Chief's Palace. I met up with Mohamed Alidu to tell us about this year's festival.
It's a festival that a particular day we pick it up to bring musicians together, and it's not a challenge, it's about to expose ourselves to share what we got, our culture, to make it accessible to other people in the world to see how beautiful it is. And that's my goal, to preserve the culture, because the culture is what takes me through the world. This will be the seventh time or eighth time of doing the Playing for Change Day Festival. And this time we take it to the King Palace because that's more bigger space and it's more open to the public. And the community is right there.
How many artists are going to be performing the event this year?
So we have myself and Abu Sadiq, and we brought Aaron Baby from Accra, also from Wa. That's where he's from. We have Nanama, Erama, they're also from the South, from Accra. And so they're also here to support tonight. And then there's a local group, Youthform Culture Center and Tama Culture Group also are here to perform. So today, yeah, it's going to be from tradition to Afropop.
Spoke with Erama, an artist billed for the event, and visitors from the U.S.
So my name is Erama, Erama Japon, yeah. And this year in July we've had the Playing for Change Festival, and it's been amazing. I got the chance to meet so many people. I've made so many friends. There are so many new acts on stage that I haven't met before, and I have the privilege to meet them today. So I'm really excited about it. I think the program was a success.
Yeah. So my name is Frank Goka. I live in New York, and we are currently in Tamale.
How do you feel about tonight's performance?
Yeah, absolutely. Tonight's performance is very, very amazing. All the invited guests that we have here, everybody is cheerful, everybody is happy about the cultural performance, about our rich culture and tradition that was exhibited here tonight.
Sure. My name is Luke Hoffman, and we're visiting from the United States. Up here in northern Ghana just for really today.
You've seen the cultural performances and all that. How do you feel about it?
It's incredibly artistic. It's beautiful to watch. It's also beautiful to listen to. The combination of the sound and the music and the dancers was incredible. It was a great experience. I love it. In fact, I was already texting my wife that we need to bring the kids out here and experience the same thing. I wish they're with me now.
And finally, a sneak peek into Mohamed Alidu's upcoming album in September.
So this album is coming out and it's called Yadanaya. The trust is gone. We have to have patience. And this album is, it's full of a lot of good materials that are, this is very special for me, you know, and part of it I recorded in Tamale. some in the US, but working on it here in Tamale. And yeah, I'm looking forward myself to surprise myself with what I got. But yeah, it's gonna be great in September. And
okay, so how many songs are on the album?
It's gonna be 12 songs. Okay, so there's one title, Yadanaya, the other one is and we have Mumba.
The Playing for Change festival was massive this year, and everyone was excited and hoping for a bigger one next year. From Tamale in northern Ghana, I'm Samet Gaida.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hey, guys. How y'all doing? I hope you enjoyed that feature report from Ghana. And you know what? Now I'm taking us to Togo, to Tanzania and Nigeria with a trio of back-to-back R&B, Afropop, and Afrobeats jams. The artists are Santrinos Raphael, Nandi, and Mr. Drew.
I no get, I go borrow anything for my baby, yo. She know they make her worry, yo. Now in they give me body, yo. You show me love, I never know. You make my heart go ting-a-ling-a-ling. Me not go fit to let go. Girl, I wanna put it on, yo. Girl, you fire, me can't deny that. Many girl for me and why you bother. Tell me who won you, mami water. I go be your Santa. Na-na-de, na-na-de. Where you day, day I go day. Put the sugar for my cocoa, girl. Call me on the phone and I'll be there. And baby, I'll be there. You make a bad man want colo. I'm on my way. In a little traffic, but I won't be late. Can't wait to put it on you. Anything I do it for you. Yeah. Girl, you fire. Me can't deny that. Many girl for me, I'm by you, brother. Tell me who won you, mami wata. I go be your Santa. Nah, nah, nah. Where you day, day I go day with you. Me and you be moon. Da-da-de, da-da-de. Where you day, day I go day with you. I go day with you. Me and you be moon. Go day with you. Then I go day with you. You got me in the mood.
Hello, everybody. That was Mood by Mr. Drew. Before that, you heard Nimikuzoa by Nandy of Tanzania. And before that, Wa by Santrinos Raphael from Togo, featuring Beninese singer Zainab. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. on The Voice of America. I hope you are all doing well and enjoying the show so far. Now, I have got a vintage tune for you. From the Music Time in Africa archives, this is the Horoya Band Nacional from Guinea. It was first formed in 1961 and then went on to become one of Guinea's most awarded orchestras. It was nationalized even in 1971. Now, the band recorded two albums, a handful of singles between 1969 and 1974, and then also a number of compilation appearances as well. But this song is called Paya Paya Rumba Savan. It's song 3 from the 1973 self-titled album Oroya Band Nacional.
Ala de ni paya.
right. And that was Paya Paya Rumba Savan by Horoya National Dance Band of Guinea. Hey, guys, this is Heather Maxwell, and I have got another awesome new oldie. This is Malawi's oldest working living musician, Gidis Chalamanda. He was born in 1931. This is his hit 2020 single, Linehu Mashup. Now, the mashup is a remix of the old Linehu and several other of Chalamanda's songs. It's sung in duet with Malawi's top vocalist, one of the top vocalists, Patience Namadingo.
Linehu, Linehu, uyu linelelo mana mene, mana wanze. Linehu,
Line, Linehu. Yurinero mana mene mana wanzero kukacha mama wa amatengata je kuseza bakomo bakomo kama iwaje
kukacha mama
early morning
amatengata je
kuseza bakomo bakomo kama iwaje
magoro wali
magoro aline
amu ya mikira
akudiri Nero mana mene mana wanzero
magoro ali
magoro ali
amu ya mira
akudiri nero mana mene mana wanzero linepo
linepo
linepo uyu linero mana mene mana wanzero
Punzi, oh, say, oh, say, Agapunzi, will you get it?
Right. Hey guys, that was Giddis Chalamanda and Patience Namadingo with Linehu Mashup. This is Heather Maxwell, and we are at the last song of the hour. As I promised at the top of the hour, we're ending it with another awesome Ama Piano jam. This one is a new release by South African DJ Obza, and it features Tanzanian artist Harmonize and Leon Lee.
I'm sorry if I did you wrong. Nimekukanyaga. Miguu yangu haiwaki strong. Nikishalewaga. I'm sorry if I did you wrong. Nimekukanyaga. Miguu yangu haiwaki strong. Nikishalewaga.
And with that awesome Amapiano remix by DJ Obza, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. I can't wait to be with you again next week. Also, thanks to Bill Odidi and Mohamed Alidu for that great report on the Playing for Change Festival that took place earlier in northern Ghana, Tamale. And on our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05 and 22:05 Universal Time. You know, also, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell. Music Time in Africa, and you can listen to shows over and over again. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.